The budget committee took a look at some of these numbers, and they found that post-sequester, your post-sequester total at FAA ops and facilities and equipment is going to be about $500 million more than 2008, and the planes were running just fine. So what's, I'm trying to figure out, as you know, people are saying the administration is exaggerating this. So, so if you're going to be having totals inflation adjusted at 2008 levels, why all of this sturm und drang about, oh my goodness, all the planes are going to be late?
Well, first of all, we're required to cut $1 billion. The largest number of employees at DOT is at FAA, of which the largest number are FAA controllers. We're going to try and cut as much as we possibly can out of contracts and other things that we do. But in the end, there has to be some kind of furlough of air traffic controllers, and that then will also begin to curtail or eliminate the opportunity for them to guide planes in and out of airports.
Sure.
So it's a big part of our budget.
Is it true that domestic flights are down 27% from pre-9/11 levels, and the budget of the FAA is up 41%?
Well, look, we know that airlines have consolidated. We've approved some of those consolidations, sure. And in doing that, you know, there's less traffic, of course, but
more budget.
Look, budgets have, you know, go up and down. But the bottom line here is that there's a sequester required. It's required by law. It